Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We had the NBA draft last week. Now we have NBA free agency. Actually, we have actual free agency just happening right now. Like, they have the NBA Today free agency special. And we got a bunch of people that are signing deals as it stands right now. And so just in a second, when we get a hold of him, we want to talk to Trent Tucker, Double T. I want to get his thoughts on what the Wolves did in the draft last week, as well as specifically the fact that, you know, when you look at the moves that they made, because they made a couple of moves here over the weekend, they retained a couple of guys, and those couple of guys that they retained were Julius Randle and also Naz Reid. So I want to get Double T's take on that, because I'm not surprised that they retained them both. It was always going to be about what is the number. Like, how much money are you going to pay? And with that, you end up having to say goodbye to a couple of other guys. So we'll see how Double T kind of looks at the Timberwolves roster, how it projects, and all of that. But it's going to be super interesting to see what happens. But I think it's going to be more reliant on young guys really gelling and improving, revolving around Anthony Edwards. And joining us now, courtesy of the John Chuzakoa Banker Hotline, is the aforementioned Trent Tucker, as he joins us here on the show. Double T, I want to start with the NBA draft before we jump into free agency, because we got draft specials right now on ESPN. We got guys that are signing deals. We got trades that are being made. But going back to last week, the Timberwolves selected two 18-year-old bigs to bring into their organization, two foreign players, and I said it then and I'll say it again. I love it. I love the fact that you are going after big men with potential, with some talent from what we've seen, that have massive upsides, because I didn't like the talent in this draft by and large. I thought that if you look beyond the lottery, it was going to get sketchy. For me, the guys that they have brought into the organization via the draft, I like it. What'd you think?
I like it as well, because I felt like, you know, going into this upcoming season, at some point in time, you were going to have to address two key positions, the center position and the point guard position. And it seems like that, you know, with their first round draft pick, they were able to identify a guy who could become potentially a young version of a Rudy Gobert. And if you can find that for the next, what, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you know, that's going to be a huge plus for you, because we see now that you need someone who can play defense, rebound the basketball, but also protect the basket. And if you can find that through the draft, a guy who's athletic and catch the ball and finish around the hoop, that's a major plus with you for the team. So I'm with you on the draft pick.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, when you look at the highlights and you look at the way that these kids are young, they're 18 years old, both of them, right? And they're both true bigs. I just love their athleticism. They're not slow plotting guys. I think that, and they've shown, the Timberwolves were always an organization going way, way back in the day. They were never truly good at developing young players. Well, they've been able to develop young players for the last 7 or 8 years. So I have a lot of faith that these two guys, both of them, eventually could maybe pan out and turn into something.
Well, you know, you're not going to ask them to be a major part of your offense in terms of throwing them the ball where they have to go and create their own offense. You know, the Wolves, I believe, they were addressing a situation of need because they knew at some point in time that Gobert is going to either have to go to the bench and become a role player or he's going to retire and leave basketball. So now once one of those two things happen, do we have someone now that can step in and replace him? And I like the direction they went in on draft night.
All right, we got some breaking news. Shams is reporting that Nickeil Alexander-Walker has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Atlanta Hawks for $62 million, a massive contract for Nickeil Alexander-Walker. This is the first time he's gotten big money. Your thoughts on Nickeil, who was outstanding for the Wolves for the last 3 years? He was really, really good. He was a throw-in in the Mike Conley trade. He's no longer with the Wolves. We knew that this day was coming, and I'm happy for the young man. He's going to get paid.
Yeah, great for him. I mean, he worked hard to put himself in this situation, you know, to get a big payday. If you're the Wolves, you know, you knew that you couldn't sign everybody and you might lose a key guy who helped you get to the Western Conference Finals for the last 2 years. But overall, you know, it's a great situation for him to be in. He earned it. He played well when he had the opportunity to do it. And now he's going to take his talents, like LeBron James said, to South Beach. He's going to take his talents down to Atlanta.
To the ATL. We'll see you in the ATL, Nickeil. You know, I'm an ATL cap myself, being a Morehouse grad. We're talking to Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. So that is the breaking news. Nickeil Alexander-Walker to the Atlanta Hawks, 4 years, $62 million. He was a key piece coming in off the bench for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now we've got to kind of continue to build that bench presence, which is going to be interesting. Let's go first with Naz Reid. Naz Reid re-signed. He's said for the longest time he loves Minnesota. This is where his heart is. This is where he wants to be. 5 years, $125 million. I like Naz Reid, but I will also acknowledge, and I'm happy to have him back, I will also acknowledge we overpaid to keep him.
Well, I mean, if they believe that he's going to be the future power forward for you, now you got him locked up for 5 years at what they may perceive to be a reasonable price. So they didn't have to overstretch. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Julius Randle. You know, he signed a 3-year, $100 million deal. I think the Wolves are not done making deals, and he could be a part of a conversation if they want to go in a certain direction to see if they can bring in a big time point guard.
But you're talking about for potentially after this year, or are you talking go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's, and I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that there are some conversations that's going to be taking place between now and the start of the regular season, you know, to see if anybody is willing to listen or if anybody has any interest, because the Wolves know that they need to address that point guard position. And I just don't know if Rob Dillingham is a pure point guard. Now, I think he can bring some value to the team and coming off the bench. But somebody that, you know, can come in and run a championship team and play 38 minutes a night and do all and take care of all the responsibilities that a starting point guard needs to take care of, I just don't think that's in his game. So I believe that the Wolves will be looking. They will be listening to see if someone is willing to give them a top-flight point guard.
Yeah, I don't think – I think that, though, because they changed some things with the CBA, I think that technically Julius Randle has to remain a Timberwolf starting this season. They wouldn't be able to move him until approaching, I think, like the NBA trade deadline. So I think
okay,
that
–
go ahead.
But if that's the case, yeah, but that's the case, you know, I think they're going to have some – maybe they're going to have some early conversations. If that's the case – mm-hmm. You know, I think the Wolves are still in the market are shopping for a big time point guard. They know that they need one. Because you get to the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row, and you look at, okay, where's the most glaring position now that we need to upgrade? We need to get a point guard now. And based on what you're just saying, and if they can't do it up until the trade deadline.
No, you know what? So I got clarity on this. They can be eligible to be traded for 3 months after the signing or up until December the 15th, whichever comes later. Okay. So that's the clarification. Okay. So you're right on this. I mean, they could have these conversations and try to move, and which I wouldn't mind that. Now, do I think they're going to do that? No, I don't think they're going to do that. But I'll say this. If we're talking about point guards, I think De'Aaron Fox is a damn good one, and there's no room for him anymore in San Antonio.
So he's a free agent after this year. I think he's on last year of his deal, right?
I don't think that he is a free agent after this year, but I'll look that up. But do you like him?
If I could swing a deal for Julius Randle, for De'Aaron Fox, I mean, you're not saying that Julius Randle can't play. You're just saying that this is a major need for our team. And if we have an asset that we have to give up to
get you're right. His deal is up at the end of this year. It is. This is his final year at $37 million. He's an unrestricted free agent for next year. So you're 100% correct.
Okay, so Julius is going to make, what, 30? 31, 32, 33 million, whatever.
33, yep. Said,
the numbers are close, right?
Yep.
And however that works now with the CBA and all that kind of stuff going on. But if you compare him alongside Anthony Edwards, I'm assuming he would be willing to sign an extension, maybe 3 or 4 more years down the road to play with this team. And if you could swing a deal of that nature, that would be the move, and that would be the right direction to go in.
Hey, Double T, now let's be honest, man. It's me and you talking. Ain't nobody listening but just, you know, the entire world. You and I both know this. De'Aaron Fox for Julius Randle, that would be – that's highway robbery. The Timberwolves would be robbing the San Antonio Spurs.
Right, but like you just said, you brought it out plain and clear, is that there's no room for him going forward.
Yeah.
So if you're going to lose a talent of that nature and get nothing in return, so why wouldn't you make a trade to see if you can get a player that can help you at a key position? Wimby plays outside. Julius Randle now can be that power forward that you need. And all of a sudden now you got another power forward that can do some playmaking here or there. He's a veteran. He's going to help stabilize the locker room. He's still a very, very good basketball player. So San Antonio saying that, okay, even though we're going to lose a guy that we like, we have to make sure that we get something in return. And I would just have to believe that the Minnesota Timberwolves might be having some conversations with the San Antonio Spurs over the next few months.
All right, we're talking to Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, with all the movement and re-signing guys, of course you're gonna lose guys, right? Like you got young guys, you just drafted all that. Two guys no longer with the Wolves. They did not pick up their options. Josh Minot and Luka Garza. I'm not surprised about the Minot move. Garza, though, I actually like Luka Garza. I like when he come in off the bench. But I get it. Like you can't keep everybody. What do you make of both of those guys no longer being with the organization?
Well, for Garza, they were telling him that, you know, we're not saying that you're not a good player, but what we need at that center position going forward, you don't fit the billing. You know, you're not a rim protector. You're not a big defensive guy. You're not a strong rebounder. We need somebody who can be a poor man version of Rudy Gobert. And you don't fit that description. So now we believe that by going through the draft, we have found and identified two players who could play that position after Rudy Gobert moves over for the next 5 to 6, 7 years and keep this team in this championship window.
And the two young guys, you probably think like I think, those guys need to learn right here, right? Like I'm not stashing those guys overseas. I'm trying to have them learn over here in the States.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. The 17th pick, he's going to be here in America. He's on the team.
Yep.
If it's me, now I know they might have some different opinions on how they want to use him, but if it's me, he's here every day working with Rudy Gobert and learning the nuances of what it takes to play center in the NBA.
Yeah. All right, well, Double T, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, man. I look at this Wolves team. I am optimistic. I'm a season ticket holder. I enjoy watching the team. I'm not sure that I can sit here and say definitively that they're a better team going into next year. I think it has to really, for them to get better, they need those young guys to take those steps forward. They need Rob Dillingham to be a player next year. They need him to actually be good. They need guys that are on the bench to step forward. One thing I don't get, let me run this by you real quick. They re-signed Joe Ingles for $3.6 million. I'm not hating on Joe Ingles. He's a great story. It's a feel-good story about his child with the autism and all that stuff, and they say he's a really good guy and a great human being. I get all him being a great human being. That ain't enough, though, for me to re-sign him at $3.6 million. I don't get that.
Well, he's not going to play. He could be your 14 to 15 guy.
I get it.
14 to 15 guy. He's a good locker room guy. But
yeah.
You know what? You get De'Aaron Fox, and then you and I having a different conversation.
I hear you. I hear you, Double T. I hear you, man. All right, my man. Well, I will talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks, Lake.
All right, take care. That's Double T, Trent Tucker, joining us here on the Lake Show. The Ingles deal, and I'm not hating on him. I like Joe Ingles. Great story. Everybody loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. People will say he's never going to play. There's other people that are younger that will never play that you could put on the bench too. So
He was a three-point assassin when he was with Utah.
What has he done with the Wolves other than wave a towel? I can wave a towel for 3.6.
Well, I could too. Yeah. Good for him, though,
Yeah, I'm not. Hey.
Good gig if you can get it.
Get your money, dog. Coming up next, Bite of the Night. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. The bite of the night is from Scott Van Pelt, one of my favorites at ESPN. Scott Van Pelt and Brian Windhorst talked in NBA, NBA draft, and they are talking about top five pick Ace Bailey, the kid out of Rutgers, who I believe you can make the argument that he's the second most talented player in this year's draft. Like, he's phenomenal. Hands down, Cooper Flagg is the man. Cooper Flagg is my favorite high school basketball player that I've watched in the last since LeBron. He's my favorite. I love Cooper Flagg. But after Cooper Flagg, you could have made the case that Ace Bailey go two. Well, Ace Bailey's camp, his handlers, and however you want to define them or call them, whatever you want to call them, they were trying to angle for him to get to a particular team. Okay? They didn't care if he slid. Get him to a particular team. Well, the Utah Jazz, they were not going to have that. They wanted him. Danny Ainge says, we're not going to play any games. Let's just go ahead and make sure that we draft this kid. He did not report the first couple of days to Utah. He finally reported on Saturday. But listen to what the conversation is with Scott Van Pelt and Brian Windhorst.
I have to hit it one more time.
What's going on in Utah?
Ace Bailey's selected there. And look, I like him maybe more than others do. He can really play. He can really make buckets. But there's so much question about, does he want to be there? Like, what's your sense of that?
Okay, so he very clearly was trying to guide himself to certain places in the draft, and he very clearly didn't have Utah on that list. Now, Jonathan Givony reported earlier that at least one of the teams in the top five was told, and maybe more than one, but we know at least one, was told, if you draft my client, he is not going to report. Okay, he did not go to Utah today. Walter Clayton, their other first-round draft pick, did go to Utah today. Now, the Jazz have said that's not an issue. They allow their players to go, their new players to go home. But he will be expected to be there on Monday when their summer league training camp begins. So, let's see. But one thing I will tell you with confidence. Danny Ainge and his son Austin are not going to bend here. They are not going to get pushed around. They do not care with what this situation might bring. So the idea that they are going to pressure the Jazz into something, I don't think will be successful for Ace Bailey and his operation. But let's see how the next 72 hours plays out.
I want to just follow this because, again, I watched him play a ton for Rutgers, and I like him. But this seems kind of ridiculous to me. Like, he's good, but he's not this good to be trying to dictate to people, don't take me. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't like it either. I hate when that happens in sports. I'm not a fan of it in any of the sports. NBA, NFL, like when these quarterbacks and they're coming out and they're trying to we're not doing that. Like even when there was speculation a year ago about, oh, you know, Shador Sanders, this and that, the other, I didn't like that conversation. I hated it with Eli Manning. You heard about it with John Elway. Like, I don't like that. You are blessed to be in a position where you're going to be paid multi-millions to play a sport. And now you're trying to dictate where you're going to go or not go? I've never liked that.
And I think you hit on the one difference that between the normal people like you and I that go through the normal job process, the hiring process, the onboarding, all of that. Professional athletes, the employers pick their employees. Like, they decide who they want. So there's really, you know, there's less leverage for people like you and I. Instead of like, well, yeah, they're going to get paid millions of dollars no matter where they go, so they should be able to have a say. Well, yeah, but I just feel like
it's different.
It's different.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. And I understand
there's a difference between me applying to a company and a company drafting me.
Yes, and that's just it. That's what makes this weird and different in the sense that these kids don't have any control over where they're drafted. And you might not be happy with where you're at initially, but guess what? After you are eventually going to have the opportunity to have a say. With free agency, like you sign that contract. Once that contract is done, you are still going to be very young and you have the opportunity to make a decision to go somewhere else. So just because you don't have the ability right away doesn't necessarily mean that you're never going to have that opportunity. And yeah, there are millions of dollars. If somebody's going to pay me, you know, $60 million, I don't care where I play. Like, that's life-changing money. I'm not going to sit here and dictate, I don't want to go to each. I'll play for Utah for that kind of money. Like, it's basketball. Yeah, the whole, you know, young kids having the ability to, I think I'm good enough to dictate. No, you're not. You haven't earned that yet. You have to earn that right via free agency. Now, undrafted free agents, you know, that's different. But that's not the guaranteed money that a lot of these higher echelon.
I'll disagree with you slightly. Some of them, when we say earned, it's not about earned. Some of them, just based on who they are and their talent, they get a chance to dictate. It's not right. I don't agree with it. But some of them, that's just how it is.
Okay, but I guess when I say
we're on the same page, it's just that, you know, sometimes it's just like the next, who is it now? If he ends up being as good as advertised, the next Manning that's playing in Texas.
Oh, Archie.
If he's what we say he is or think he is, he might do the same thing. And if he's in that position, it'll be like, oh, we hate it, but you know what? He can do what he wants to do.
Well, and especially if you're the Mannings, I mean, you're going to go through this song and dance again, especially after what you did with Eli and the whole, you know, I'm not going to play there. You know, you had the Eli for Phillip Rivers deal before either one of them played it down. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And there's a popular food chain from years ago that is back on my list again. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The more appropriate music for this segment coming back would have been LL Cool J. Mama said knock you out. Don't call it a comeback. Because there's a popular food chain from years ago that is back on my list again, and I'm going to have to check it out because it's been a while. I know that several of them have closed down, but there's still several of them in Minnesota, and that would be the popular Red Lobster. Okay,
you just made the list!
Red Lobster is starting to thrive. Red Lobster, a year ago, file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And they were bought by the Fortress Investment Group. And they are bouncing back in a big way. They have a new CEO that is, I mean, this kid is pretty remarkable. His name is Damola Adamulkan, and he is the company's youngest CEO. And I love this story about Red Lobster because Red Lobster's always been a go-to. Now, I'm not saying that Red Lobster will eventually get back to being as popular in the coming years as it was 30 years ago, because that was like, you know, birthdays, celebrations, you know, fun times.
They were the only place you could go for seafood.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, Red Lobster is a GOAT-type chain. They fell on hard times, like a lot of chains.
Yes.
They didn't go out of business, and we know a lot of businesses, funny, a lot of businesses, even radio businesses,
what?
File for bankruptcy.
Restructuring.
Well, the seafood chain is bouncing back from this bankruptcy protection, and they're starting to thrive again. And it's because there's some different offerings and just strategy and branding and marketing with a young mind means everything. And this is the reason why we should always trust, not always, but we should be more inviting to get young people to be a part of decision-making and give them a shot is because of individuals like Damola. Just take a listen to, we got a couple of sound bites of him talking about, you know, things that are going on with Red Lobster as their CEO. And this first one is talking about their changes.
Hi, I'm Damola, CEO of Red Lobster. It's a new day, and we're making changes we think you'll be happy with. For starters, we're bringing back some fan favorites.
Hush puppies.
Yep, they're back. And there's plenty under 20 on the menu. Plus, happy hour $5 drinks and appetizer deals. One thing that won't be changing, these Cheddar Bay biscuits. We got that right the first time. Welcome back.
Smart. Oh, yeah. So super smart because number one, when you think of identity with Red Lobster right now, everybody loves the cheddar biscuits.
Oh, yes.
That's a staple.
That's a go-to, yes.
That's a go-to. It's a staple. It's something that they do that nobody else mm-hmm. can replicate, okay? But understanding, because one of the items that they've unveiled is, and I've never had this before. Maybe I've had it one time. But these seafood boils is the rage. Now there's a little bit of a mixed opinion about it. Most people that have reviewed it and talked about it, they say it's really good. There have been a few other people that are like, I'm not sure if it's worth, you know, the price of what you're paying, yeah. Whatever. It's not all that in the bag. But they're doing something outside of the box, which yes. I think is what you have to do. I'm the same person that said a year ago, I like the advertising and branding for Applebee's now.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Applebee's and Chili's, those guys, are trying to get people to come back into their restaurants.
And I
appreciate it. Date night at Applebee's. Yes. Yeah, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you have to. I hate it's the old guard. Just because we've done it this way doesn't mean you always have to do it that way. And when you look at when you think that something is stagnant, like you have to treat it like a, you know, like a snow globe. You have to shake it up, go upside down. Sometimes not having experience can be a good thing because you're going in there as a fresh set of eyes. Something new, something different, something outside of the box. Because if you come up with something unique, what's the worst that throwing something at the wall when you've already filed for bankruptcy and you're restructuring? You're looking for a new corporate strategy, not necessarily the rebranding.
And another thing that we want to play here, and this is Damola again, this is him in studio with the Breakfast Club, okay, that the popular radio show. That's it's headlined by Charlamagne the God and the rest of the people there. This is him in studio talking with them about, this is specific to Red Lobster and some of the common misperceptions or conceptions about Red Lobster as a company and restaurant.
Red Lobster was the first company to take these high-end seafood products across the country. Mm-hmm. It was the first place you could get lobster, get crab. For a lot of people, it's their first experience. I went with to Red Lobster in Springfield, Illinois when I used to live there when I was in, you know, 9 or 10, and I remember that, right? So I think people, a lot of people have these memories after church on Sundays, mm-hmm. you know, important dinners, graduation, et cetera. It's now you can get these products in different places, but we're still the only company at scale that serves lobster and crab. And by the way, it's not lobster and crab are wild-caught products. You can't farm-raise them, so they catch them on boats. We buy 25% of the lobster that's caught on boats in North America. We buy a quarter of it.
Wow.
We buy a quarter of the crab that's caught. By virtue of our size and scale, we can get the best product, which we do. So the lobster you get at Red Lobster is as good as lobster you'll get anywhere. Mm. But people don't know that.
So think about that. We are being marketed to by all of these big, fancy seafood spots mm-hmm. in like the spots that are in, you know, cities all over the country that are like super high end. Like yep. we're the Manny's Steakhouse. We're the Murray's of seafood. And you know what? Their stuff just isn't that much better than Red Lobster. Now, I'm not going to sit here as and pander to people and try to claim that Red Lobster has the best seafood in America. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. But based on price and availability for what the product is, they might have the best seafood.
It's all about marketing and how do you create the perception. And you know, if I'm a seafood company out there and I see that Red Lobster is struggling, absolutely, I'm going to try and position myself in the marketplace as being better than Red Lobster. And as a business, that's what you should do. But I do like their CEO coming out and saying, well, if you look at it, because it's wild, you know, they're not farm raised.
It can't
yeah,
be, yes.
Absolutely. And think about that. One out of every four lobsters that is caught goes to Red Lobster. So you
I never would have thought that. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, so it's not like you've got the hoity-toity ones here and the, you know, just the regulars over here that are, you know, slumming with the pores, like, you know, hanging out on, you know, where I'm at. So I think it's good that he's out there just trying to change that perception, because these chains, just because you're restructuring, I think they've kind of gone by the wayside as being, I'm going to go out. Well, I don't want to go to Red Lobster. I mean, that's
some
old.
Respect on Red Lobster's name.
Hey,
this is no disrespect, but Ocean Air, come get me. Come get me, Ocean Air.
Come get you. Ooh. Come get it. Come get your boy. He's got a hankering for some.
Hold on. So I gotta see where. Text line, help me out here. 651-461. 9226. What is the nearest Red Lobster to downtown Minneapolis? Because the Red Lobster on 55 Olsen Highway in Golden Valley, that one closed up about a year or so ago. So now there's a Red Lobster out by you. There's a Red Lobster out in Maple Grove, Arbor
yes.
Lakes.
Yep. Yeah, we've been out to that one at Arbor Lakes. Yeah, we went out there. There's I see that there's one
South Town Mall.
Yeah,
in Bloomington.
Yeah, I see one in Roseville.
Roseville across from Luther Cadillac.
Yeah, there's one in Bloomington.
I just mentioned that one.
Okay, yep. And what do we got here?
Northtown Mall. Okay.
Yeah, it says there's one that's, well, yeah, the one in Roseville is less than 5 miles away from us. That's what it says. That seems awfully quick. But they also misspelled Cadillac, so I don't know if I can take this. I don't know if I can take this seriously.
So Roseville, Bloomington, Northtown, Maplewood, Burnsville, Oakdale, and the two that. Hold on. No. Maple Grove is closed.
What? The Maple Grove one's closed?
According to Google, it says Golden Valley and Maple Grove are both permanently closed.
No, well, we went to that one about a year ago. So,
well, that's when they started. That's when they closed. Yeah, if you look at the map, it says both of them are permanently closed.
Well, I guess we can't go to that one anymore. Got to go find a new Red Lobster. Got to get out of my comfort zone.
Red Lobster, make it a comeback.
I know. Let's go. Let's have some. What is it? Endless shrimp. Didn't that? What
is,
wasn't that?
Is that their thing?
What did they have? Like, didn't they
just
have?
Give me the cheddar biscuits. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Do you try and make the cheddar biscuit? Do you ever like when you're out shopping?
No, I've never tried that. No.
I've tried to make them at home. I thought they were easy. I sucked. Like bad. I mean, they were still good because Cheddar Bay biscuits are like, even if they're bad, they're good, but they're not. They weren't as good as you get them there.
Coming up next, we've got headlines. That's next here on The Lake Show. All right, let's dive right into headlines. Christopher Tubbs, bring us into the mix.
All right, let's see what we got. I don't like change, Henry, but we're going to have to start getting used to a new name because it's no longer the XL Energy Center, or the X, as the kids call it. Minnesota Sports and Entertainment announced that the arena, formerly known as the X, that hosts the Wild, the Frost, and the high school hockey tournaments, numerous other events, will be renamed Grand Casino Arena. Comes after reaching a 14-year naming rights agreement with the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwa, which owns Grand Casinos in Hinckley and Mille Lacs. Now, XL had the naming rights since the arena first opened 25 years ago. It remains a community and business partner of the Minnesota Wild hockey team. In April, the franchise announced a new multi-year partnership with XL Energy, but as part of the new agreement, the existing arena naming rights would be ending this summer. New agreement with Grand Casino will begin September 3rd, prior to the start of the NHL season. All exterior and interior signage will be replaced to identify Grand Casino Arena, including the center ice insignia.
Nobody has an issue with this. The only issue that people have is, what is going to be the nickname? That's all people care about.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to think of. Like, what are we going to call it?
I don't know. We got to come up with something. They should do a contest.
They should, yeah. What is
come
the,
up with the best, like,
best
what
nickname.
Is what is going to be the best nickname?
Yeah, because I even told my wife, I'm like, man, what are we going to do? We can't say, hey, you know, let's go to the X. It's like, yeah, let's go to the Minnesota Sports Entertainment.
Well, you can if you want.
Yeah, we can, but it's I don't
people
know.
Still talk about Staples Center.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Not everybody calls it Crypto.
Yeah, that's just a dumb name. Crypto.com Arena? Like, come on, that's just a dumb name. It's Staples Center. Get real, LA. Come on. Hey, a horrifying moment aboard a Disney Cruise Line ship turned into an unbelievable rescue at sea after a father fell overboard and her father leapt in after her. The June 29th incident occurred as Disney Dream was returning to Fort Lauderdale from a four-night Bahamian sailing, including a stop at Disney's Lookout Cay in Key in Lighthouse Point. As first reported by the street, the emergency code Mr. MOB, man overboard, rang out over the ship's intercom. Basically, what happened was the social media post, they described the rapid reaction from crew members. They said that a girl fell overboard from the fourth deck and her dad went in after her.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, the rescue team was on it immediately and both were saved. Despite assumptions that the ship might have been docked, passengers confirmed that the rescue took place while the Dream was cruising between the Bahamas and Florida.
How scary is that?
Yeah, that's super scary.
And how old was the kid?
They didn't say. They didn't say. They just said that she fell from deck four.
You've been on a cruise?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
I did, yeah. And I'm like terrified of open water because I saw Jaws when I was a kid and it just scared the hell out of me. So to get me on a cruise was amazing. And then there's this new show called, it was on Netflix called The Poop Deck. I don't know if you've
the
seen
what?
It.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was.
The what deck?
It was like The Poop Deck or the poop Cruise. Something like that. It's on Netflix. It was pretty disturbing. My wife and daughter watched it, and I can't. Hey, anyway, I know you're a big Lululemon guy, but they're suing Costco, alleging that the discount wholesaler is selling knockoffs of its $128 pants and other pricey clothing. In the lawsuit, they say that Lululemon sells a scuba hoodie for $118, while a Costco version sells for about $8. Lululemon said one of the purposes of selling dupes is to confuse consumers into believing that the dupes are Lululemon's authentic products when they are not.
Hold on. There's nobody that actually believes that when they go into Costco that they're buying Lulu. Like, no one thinks that.
Ah,
stop.
You'd be surprised. I don't, personally. Yeah.
Texan says, nickname, how about the slot, as in Grand Casino?
Hmm.
That's awesome. I like that.
I like it. Let's
job
go to
well
the slot.
Done. I don't ever want to be in a driverless car, but will they ever truly be effective anyway? We get to it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.